A U.S. judge has rejected an attempt by Saudi Arabia to dismiss lawsuits over its alleged involvement in the September 11th attacks. District Judge George Daniels in Manhattan says the plaintiff's arguments have a reasonable basis to pursue the case. He cited the 2016 Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. The lawsuits claim Saudi Arabia helped plan the attacks and should pay damages to the victims. Riyadh has denied involvement. In 2001, hijacked planes crashed into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania field, killing nearly 3,000 people. The majority of the attackers were Saudi nationals. Joining us live now from Washington, D.C. is Mr. Michael Springman, who is an author and former U.S. diplomat. Mr. Springman, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of this judgment by this judge in Manhattan?
Excellent. It was the same judge who initially rejected the case several years ago, saying there was not enough evidence and the Saudis had sovereign immunity. But after the passage of the Joint Justice Against the Sponsors of Terrorism Act, he's changed his mind and said that the case should go forward. There is sufficient evidence. And as I understand it from talking to Les Jamison, an activist in New York deeply involved with the JASTA Act and the justice for the families whose family members were killed, he said this is an astonishing development. He thought it was an excellent move, and it was based in large part on the 28 pages that had been redacted from the congressional inquiry on September 11th. And in it, he noted that there were two references to FBI informants who had knowledge of what was going on. He said the 28 pages demonstrated that there was a network in the United States in place supporting these people. And he said that it throws out the window this concept of lone hijackers. And he emphasized that the case is going forward with some 75 depositions and will show Saudi complicity in this thing. It was not a bunch of lone wolves or rogue people. It was a carefully coordinated attack in which the Saudi government was deeply involved. And it's excellent. I think that I had believed in the past that the American government would somehow side with the Saudis and force the case out of court. But apparently it's going forward, and there will be information developed as these depositions go and people are questioned right, left, and center. I think that this is a landmark decision. And this is the same judge who a few years ago had filed a default judgment against Iran for his involvement supposedly in the September 11th hijacking by training Al-Qaeda operatives who helped train the hijackers, which I think is a bit of nonsense. But it's good to see Judge Daniels has changed his mind and is dealing with reality.
Mr. Springman, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, the U.S. government's take at all this, because that would be an important aspect to see going forward, won't it? Because certainly the Saudis are an important ally for the United States. How do you think the U.S. government will react going forward?
I think the U.S. government is currently in a lather about what to do since Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, is currently touring the United States and was in New York City just yesterday trying to polish the image of Saudi Arabia. And this case going forward with information being developed as people are deposed and forced to testify under oath will further put the Saudi government behind the eight ball, and the American government, which is so tied to the Saudis that it sold them $1 billion worth of weapons this year and $110 billion last year, will now want to see their cash cow disappear and get pounded by the plaintiffs in the courts.
All right, Mr. Springman, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.